Okay, that takes care of all the seasoned business. We'll move on now to old business. First case under old business is case number 10,769. And that is the Cello Partnership Verizon Wireless. Special use exception to place a telecommunication monopole. Gentlemen, I have listened to this that meeting, so I may be able to participate in tonight's discussions, if any. Okay, I'll open it up. It's a cell tower over in over on Atlanta Road. Any discussions?
Mr. Chairman, I think you did say they would move this thing back 15 to 20 feet farther, what he said.
Yes, let me see. I have to come under the rebuttal. I've got it right here somewhere. Let me know. Yeah. They said they move it back 15 to 20 feet. And that would be in reference to the power line, and then there was some, and also about an irrigation system.
Yeah, they could only go back so far. They could only go back so far because
of the
irrigation.
Yeah, they go back so far because they were concerned about that new RE8 pole that was 60 feet. And then the gentleman's irrigation system was like, I wrote down, it was 56. But they did say that they could move it back that far, at least 15 to 20 feet.
Mr. Chairman, I think Verizon did an excellent job of presenting their case. We've seen quite a few cases of cell towers, and it's not a perfect place, seem like, to put one. To me, this one here, I think it's one of the best places that I could see to put one. And I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's probably, like I said, it's one of the perfect places to put this.
And I did hear in there it's 1,000 feet from any structure. I guess met all the standards. In the opposition, there was a wrong spot.
Gentlemen, I'd like to share a story with you if I can. You'll oblige me.
Sure.
Many years ago, a World War I veteran and his wife relocated their family from South Carolina by way of Pennsylvania and Long Island to a great two-story farmhouse on this property with a detached garage, large barn, and it was on this very parcel. It's not there any longer. As the family grew and the children moved away, they would visit the farm and where memories were made, and friendly bird dog Sherry would greet everyone as they drove. Bear with me, I wrote this down. As they drove up the Elm Tree Lane, grandchildren would swing on the front porch glider while others raced one another past the bird bath in the long front yard. The grandmother would display her prized gladiolas in the garden on the west side of the house, while fishing stories were told out back in the barn among the men folk near the Oliver tractors that the grandfather once sold. The youngest daughter of this family, had of seven children, had attended the Wesley United Methodist Church that was brought up, where one person thought that might be a more suited location. When she was on an MYF picnic at Trap Pond, she met a young lifeguard, and after courtship, they were married at that very church. And they produced number 17 and number 20 of 23 grandchildren for that couple that located there. And the reason I'm telling you that story is that grandchild number 17, who occasionally rides by the parcel and reminisces about those times long ago, has been appointed by the Sussex County Council to make a decision with you here tonight. That would be me. And so I can appreciate the emotional side of the opposition. Not wanting this there, not wanting to see this cell tower. And, the county has put on me not to make a decision not based on emotion or opinion or information gained from similar hearings, but what we gained right here that evening. So I suggest we consider the testimony we heard. What I got from that was the opposition argued, based on personal opinion, there was no need for a tower, and that based on a professional opinion, such a tower would have an adverse effect. And quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed in that person who provided their professional opinion, that they didn't provide factual information in support of their opinion. On the other hand, the applicant demonstrated, in my opinion, that the professional engineer, through maps and graphs, that there is a present and future need for the tower. No co-location opportunities exist, and that all other county requirements will be met, and is further demonstrated through the standard appraisal method of matched pair analysis. No substantial adverse effect on the uses of a neighboring adjacent properties exist. So based on those facts, I think the applicant prevailed.
Okay, thank you for sharing that with us, Mr. Mills. Alrighty, Mr. McCabe, how do you, anything to offer, or?
I have no stories to tell. I'm not in favor of towers, but I don't see how I can vote against it. Our job is to vote on land use and not personal feelings, and that's how I feel.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
I'm in favor of it. I think the Verizon did an excellent job of presenting their case, and perfect place for a tower. There's nothing there around it. I mean, other cases we had opposition, different. It's a whole different case.
Okay.
Favor.
Mr. Hudson?
I can relate to the opposition and the emotional side from the standpoint of I can appreciate wide open spaces and the agricultural use of the Sussex County property. However, when looking at the map, the area map here, I don't believe it's close enough to cause any danger or any substantial effect that would adversely affect any adjacent properties other than maybe site. So I would have to support the application.
And I also would have to concur with that after listening to it twice. And again, as far as it being 1,000 feet from any structure, and 1,697 feet, I don't see a thing wrong with the site. I think it's the only place to put one there. So I'm in favor of it also. That having been said, if there's no other discussion, or further discussion, if everyone is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion. Case number 10,769.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would make a motion we approve case number 10,769, as I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd second that based on the findings that the applicant testified the tower was necessary to bridge an existing gap in coverage. There are no other opportunities to co-locate on any other towers for that purpose. One alternate location that the applicant examined approximately a mile and a half west was not appropriate and was too far from the city of Seaford. Also, that the application meets all the technical requirements under the county's ordinance. The tower is subject to the most up-to-date structural design, and in the event of a failure, is designed to collapse on itself. There's irrigation system and wetlands which limit the available locations on the subject parcel. The applicant submitted an appraisal from W.L. McCain, which indicated that there would be little or no effect on property values, particularly when the structure is roughly 1,000 feet away. The application will have no effect on farmland. The tower is to be located in a relatively unpopulated area. In fact, one individual testified in opposition lives a mile away from the proposed site, and another objected simply because it was something he wouldn't want to see when he drove by. That the applicant proved with competent expert testimony that there would be no adverse effect on adjacent property values, and the objectors did not provide any testimony to the contrary. The applicant submitted evidence that indicated frequency emissions would be well within the federal limits, and the applicant indicated that it did not need a variance from the lighting requirements set forth by the county ordinance and would comply with those requirements.
Okay. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,769. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.